Across the United States, there's a push to give new doctors special training to work with refugees and other immigrants. And some say it's the difference between healthy and sick patients. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports.
On this block on Indianapolis's south side, there's not one, but three international grocery stores here. There's Soraga International Grocery, Tienda Morelos, and Chin Asian Grocery. A newspaper clipping from 1965 says a half century ago, this area was almost all white and hostile to minorities. Now a community of Burmese refugees, along with a growing subset of Congolese and Syrian refugees, call this Southside suburb home. And several miles down the road is the Franciscan Health Family Medicine Center.
And so we have our kind of underserved Southside population, and then we also have a significant amount of immigrants and refugees.
That's Adam Parlberg, a family medicine doctor at the center. He trains medical residents who help staff this clinic. On this day, around 24 of these residents are watching a MARTI demonstration. That's M-A-R-T-T-I, a system that connects doctors with live interpreters for over 250 languages. It looks like an iPad on a rolling stand. At the front of the room, Parlberg and a medical assistant are staging an exam as part of the training session. The MARTI interpreter will translate his words.
If he has any like headaches or dyspnea or right quadrant pain, edema, vision changes, bleeding, cramping, contraction, abdominal pain, that sort of stuff, probably needs to come to the triage, but we'll see her next week. All right, thank you.
The residents are laughing because Parlberg demonstrated some of the don'ts of working with an interpreter. He asked long, rambling questions and used confusing medical jargon.
As you can imagine, if you tell the patient to break a leg or, you know, this is going to cost you an arm and a leg, you know, there might not be an equivalent there, and it can be taken very differently. And
second-year resident Michael Padilla says the demonstration made him more aware of the complexity of translations.
Like, one of the things that we learned that was really cool today is there's no word for anxiety, so they have to describe that. Yeah, and just how some things can get translated, like how you got here turned into how did you make this appointment.
But this training is about cultural considerations too, like knowing to address mental illness, which can be taboo in some cultures. Parlberg says patients sometimes complain of physical symptoms.
They may come in with a headache or abdominal pain or dizziness or something like that.
This means mental illness can go undiagnosed unless a doctor understands cultural clues. Parlberg says training residents to be aware of these considerations isn't just about niceties.
The patient doesn't feel like that you're being mindful or understanding or culturally sensitive. I mean, you've already lost that person. That person's not going to follow your instructions. They're not going to be compliant with medical care and follow-up and that sort of thing.
And more medical schools are offering this type of training. Here's David Acosta with the Association of American Medical Colleges.
This new generation has a large interest, in getting these experiences. And so medical schools basically are really pushing hard to try to provide those experiences to them.
Of the medical schools the association surveys, more than 60% now offer training on cultural competency. This is up from just 30% several years ago. Parlberg says preparing future doctors to work with people from different cultures isn't just for big cities anymore. Even rural hospitals need it. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.